In Chile, there are roughly 1.5 million indigenous Mapuche people. They make up 10% of Chile's population. Rampant poverty runs through many of their communities and uprisings are commonplace. Mapuche values like letting land replenish itself after using it often clash with the country's efforts to boost the economy. Each new Chilean government promises, but fails, to improve the relationship with the Mapuche. Now, a group of Mapuche athletes say if politicians want to be on their team, the politicians first need to understand Mapuche culture, starting with the game. Reporter Katie Manning has the story.
Luis Calvin packs his family into a rusting Ford sedan every Sunday. They drive to a dusty field that's in a poor part of East Santiago. The 39-year-old joins dozens of sweaty men leaning on what looks like hand-carved hockey sticks. A polyester jersey squeezes his round belly as he takes a drag from a cigarette and laughs with a teammate. Everyone here is an indigenous Chilean. They're called Mapuches. Their ancestors played the first game of Pailin over 400 years ago. It settled spats between neighboring communities. Today, Luis plays for a different reason.
Here you can forget all of your problems. You feel like you've lightened your load. You come to spend time with your friends, your people, who you don't get to see every day.
The players slam their sticks together above their heads to rev themselves up. Others sound a spiral-shaped horn to start the game. The players swarm like bees up and down a skinny field, two football fields in length and only as wide as a tractor trailer. Upright tree limbs speared with Mapuche flags stand together near the midline. It looks like a strange 10-foot-tall floral arrangement. 5 to 15 players are on each team. They smack a ball made of llama fur covered in leather toward the end of the field to score. But Luis says winning isn't really the point.
It's a tradition our ancestors passed down to us, our grandparents, our history.
Bloodshed often overshadows the Mapuche's cultural history. Spanish colonizers conquered Mapuche lands back in the 16th century. In recent years, Mapuches have fought to win the lands back. They've burned down homes, occupied government buildings, staged hunger strikes, and battled with police. A radicalized group even declared war against the Chilean government this past November. They demand an independent state entirely. But others, like Luis Calvin, are more moderate. Many moved to Santiago to escape the conflict in the south, but tensions between the Mapuches and non-Mapuche Chileans followed them.
We didn't speak the language when we got here because we would be discriminated against. That's why our parents and grandparents didn't teach us much of the Mapuche language.
Luis tried not to draw attention to himself, but many Mapuches look different from the non-Mapuche Chileans. They're darker, shorter, and were targeted. Luis focused on making furniture to support his family. He lost touch with his hometown friends as they scattered throughout the city.
I didn't know that people kept up with Mapuche culture in Santiago.
Then Luis heard that some Mapuches were hitting the Pailin ball around. That was about 10 years ago. Now in Santiago, Pailin has grown into a league of 20 teams.
I travel across the city with my Pailin stick. People look at me and say, hey, where are you going to play? And I tell them I'm headed to some part of the city. And they say, oh, cool. Hope you have a good time.
Luis says it's been a long time since he's heard any hate speech. And he thinks sports help different cultures find common ground. After all, most people have at least some experience playing a sport. So far, the non-Mapuche Chileans haven't joined in on the game. But Luis often invites them to check it out. When they do come, it's not just a cheer. They get to experience the music and rituals that make Mapuches different.
Here in Santiago, we're not discriminated against like we were before. Coming here to get together every Sunday helped change things.
Smells of smoke and sizzling meat blow towards a splintering picnic table on the sideline. Here, Luis Calvin's teenage daughter, Romina, cuts pork chops into bite-sized pieces. The women don't play Pailin, but Romina says she still feels included.
I like getting out of the house and coming here. I enjoy watching the game and sharing the experience. We make food on the days we get together. We're a team. This side only belongs to us, so we all know each other.
The players and their families feast on the salty meat after the game. The scene is a far cry from the raging conflict in the south. The government has even tried using pailin to calm the violence, declaring it a national sport in 2004, but didn't give it any funding. And the gesture, like so many of their other attempts, fell flat.
The Chilean government has been wondering what to do with the Mapuches for the past 200 years, as if the Mapuches were a problem. They've never asked themselves, who are the Mapuches?
Meet Professor Walter E. Milan. He teaches about Mapuche urbanism at the University of Chile. He says that it's difficult to pinpoint who the Mapuches are or what they want. They aren't unified, and no one Mapuche ranks higher than another. That makes it hard for the government to negotiate.
It's really hard for politicians to wrap their head around this. Even though Mapuches are grouped together, their communities are very diverse, and their political opinions can be drastically different.
Walter says the government won't make headway until they stop lumping Mapuches together. What the Mapuches can agree on is that their traditions should survive. Walter thinks that protecting Mapuche culture is key to ending the standoff between the government and the Mapuches. Bernardino Reynan says funding better fields for pailin could be a first step. The stocky man with a dark ponytail plays on the same team as Luis Calvin. Bernardino and Luis also share the same goal.
First and foremost, we don't want to be lost. Pailin has become important because it identifies Mapuche people in the city. It preserves, promotes, and brings our culture together.
Bernardino says pailin secures their survival because the sport excites young Mapuches about old Mapuche traditions. So Bernardino is hopeful about the future.
Pailin says, yes, we're here, yes, we're alive, and we'll keep living.
Pailin isn't going to stop the violence in southern Chile, but at least it's helping Mapuches in Santiago reconnect with their culture. And ideally, it can show politicians how Mapuches solve disagreements. On the field, it's usually with a group consensus. If they know how to negotiate within the Mapuche framework, politicians might finally start a more productive conversation. For DW, this is Katie Manning in Santiago.